Hello and welcome to the Scrubcast. I'm Ian Cornicelli, your oldest and second shortest host.
Hi, I'm Ethan Barr. I'm your second oldest and second tallest host.
Hi, I'm Patton Barham, and I am the tallest of this bunch.
And I'm Bryce Cornicelli, and I'm definitely 4 and 8. And with us today, our first ever guest, our wonderful friend that we all love.
My name is Claire Paquette, and I am the most unqualified member of this podcast tonight.
Guys,
probably the most qualified member.
Guys, I heard another voice on our call. Where did that come from? Is that just in my head? Did you guys hear that?
No. It's a demon.
It's a demon.
There's a female voice. I wasn't prepared. Who is this strange being?
It's true. I can't say that we're sausage fest anymore.
I don't know where it's coming
from.
I hear
it's laughing, jangling around in my head. You guys really don't hear that? Wow. I need to.
I think you need to keep going with some issues.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Gah! There it is. It's mocking me. What is your name, foul ghost?
Does anybody know my name?
It's probably Post Malone.
Our wonderful friend that we all love. Kathy?
Kathy.
Kathy. Hello.
You didn't tell me it was Kathy. Man, I've been fooling around over here thinking it was somebody in my head. It's just our best friend, Kathy. Welcome to the podcast.
I don't know that person, but thank you. Well, thanks for allowing me into your elite club.
I don't like how you said that. This is, like, not elite at all. This is as far from elite as possible, Claire.
Well, I'm
all
the first
you
guest,
can't say
and that
elite.
Feels like a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
Yeah, but we're not elite.
Yeah, but we're not elite. It's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure to be aggressively normal.
Y'all were elite until just now, because now I'm a guest, and so the eliteness has been broken.
You've broken into our ranks.
You know how much pressure this podcast puts on me? I physically sweat every podcast for no reason.
Bryce, you physically sweat all the time.
You sweat 1,000% more than me, thank you.
Yeah, but now I've noticed that you sweat more often than I do.
It's because I only sweat out of my armpits, so like, if you see them, then you know. But all the other, if I have my arms down, it just looks like I never sweat.
But secretly.
But I see your armpits.
It's true. Yeah. I'm not very good at hiding them because I don't care at all.
I basically sweat if it's above 55 degrees in any given space.
Oh, yeah.
I only sweat if it's like above 80, but then I like am drenched. So.
Then Patton is swimming.
Basically, everywhere I go.
Immediately. The pool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Bryce, do you want to give some information about where people can email us?
I would love to. You can email us at scrubpodcast@gmail.com. Nailed it first try.
Going great.
Email us. Confusing at all. Ask us questions. Tell us stuff. Make fun of us. Tell us we're beautiful. Tell Ian he's beautiful. He loves that.
I do love that.
All that good stuff. Tweet at us at @scrub_cast. Follow us. Tweet at John Mayer. I don't know if that happened or not because I didn't check the Twitter because I'm a lazy bum. And, you know, rate, subscribe, like, love, share, donate, all those good things.
Now, Bryce, what would they donate to?
Just send it to our P.O. box.
Everybody,
let me just tell them what it is. Everybody be quiet. All right, here you go. Anyway, so you can send that stuff to our P.O. box if you'd like to.
That's it. It's very easy. You know, it's an easy succession of numbers.
Yep.
Just check the Twitter.
What?
I just checked the Twitter and no one tweeted at John Mayer.
Do it.
Claire. Yeah, I didn't expect anyone.
We know you have an in with John Mayer.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Hey, I have not shared anything.
Yeah, that's the issue. We need you're our contact with John Mayer. How are we going to get in contact with him without you?
And Patton wasn't supposed to know about that because he would be jealous.
Oh, sorry. That's my bad.
Anyone would be jealous. He's John Mayer.
Except for
don't
me.
Don't bring Patton into this. Your parents would be jealous if you talked to John Mayer. He's John Mayer.
I'd be jealous if I talked to John Mayer.
I would too.
Stuart Little would. Oh, never mind.
Stuart Little did talk to John Mayer.
I have not watched the movie, just for the record. I've been too busy.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Claire hasn't listened to our last podcast, so she's listening to. She's looking at me very confused.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, me and Patton are in the same place recording this podcast.
We went on a journey last podcast. A journey into Bryce's psyche.
It was a good one, I'm not going to lie.
Before we move on from this current place, not by dying, don't give me that look, just move on in the podcast, I mean, in the flow of consciousness, I would like to acknowledge that the funniest thing that will happen on this episode happened before we introduced it. and so I just want to get that out of the air. Nothing will be as funny as what happened when we were trying to do the count and Ethan messed it up literally 4 times.
That's real bad. Maybe we can just edit that in at the end, maybe. Just let them hear Ethan.
I might do that. Depending on how listenable it is. It might not be listenable.
Claire, be honest with us.
Yes.
Is it more or less rickety than you thought it would be?
What, recording it with y'all?
Just the whole setup.
Yeah. I think it's about how I thought it would be. My expectations have been
so
met in a very medium way.
What she means is it's pretty rickety.
Dang rickety.
Yeah, but not more rickety than I expected.
It is less rickety than it was approximately 2 weeks ago when I still lived in my last residence. Mm.
Yeah.
That was the most rickety that I think. Because if it was any more rickety than that, the podcast would be impossible to happen.
That is true.
So, yeah.
Anything's possible, emails? Ian.
Emails. Hit me with them.
All right. Excuse me. Our first email of the day is from one certain Matt Barham.
Where did you get that accent? You, like, started talking and suddenly you had an accent.
It happens
sometimes.
You've
never heard Bryce talk? That just happens.
True. I guess it's true. But I don't know why you would get a specific email-based accent.
Bryce,
this is my email-based accent, Matt Barham. Thank you for emailing us. The name of this email is Are Octopuses Really Aliens? And it has a link to an independent.co.uk article, which I will now read for you.
This is the part of the podcast where it is revealed that Matt Barham and Ian Cornicelli are on very similar wavelengths. I have read this.
All right, good.
Because none of us have, so take it away, Ian.
You want me to read it? Or him?
Yeah, read it.
Read it? All right, here we go. Are octopuses aliens from outer space that were brought to Earth by meteors? Octopuses are aliens. That's the claim being made by a team of 33 researchers published in a peer-reviewed scientific journal. They are not referring to aliens in a metaphorical sense, but literal aliens from outer space. Let's see, what are the claims being made? They suggest the Cambrian explosion, a sudden burst of life that occurred around 540 million years ago, was the result of extraterrestrial intervention. The paper asks whether this event, which saw the rapid emergence of most of the main animal groups that still exist on Earth today, was terrestrial or cosmic. Their conclusion is the latter. How did the scientists, suggest this would work?
Scientists.
Specifically, the researchers proposed the idea that alien viruses crashed to Earth in a meteor, infected a population of primitive squid, and caused them to evolve into octopuses. See, this was a question I had, was if octopuses are aliens, are squids also? But turns out, no. That would be I was talking crazy.
Yeah, Bryce, come on. Be reasonable here.
Let me see. What else do I want to read from this email? Here's a good one. Why do the researchers look at the octopus in particular? Octopuses are weird. Period.
A very scientific term.
They are mollusks, meaning they are closely related to snails, and yet they are incredibly intelligent. On top of their large brains and sophisticated nervous systems, the authors of the new paper list camera-like eyes, flexible bodies, and ability to camouflage themselves by changing color and shape as evidence of their extraterrestrial origins. And that's most of the good stuff in here. I think that's everything we need to read from this email.
I think we get the gist of what they're saying here.
Let's have a vote.
Okay. We'll just start out the conversation with a vote. I'm into that.
Yeah. So what do you think, Ethan? Are they aliens?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Ian?
No.
No. Bryce?
I believe heavily in the Reverther's cause, and that leaves no room for extraterrestrial octopuses.
I'm sorry, can I butt in here before I vote? I thought of a way better name for your cult that I keep forgetting to tell you.
What?
The Inverthers.
No, Reverthers is still better.
Yeah,
the Reverthers is definitely better.
All right, fine, whatever. Don't like my ideas.
I liked it, Bryce. I liked
Thank
it.
You. Thank you, Ethan.
So what do you think, Bryce?
My vote is no, they're just people, and if they put on suits, they would look just like a normal person.
Claire, what do you think?
Wait, what?
What does that mean?
It means, all right, I'll explain it. It means that if an octopus put on regular human clothes, they would look exactly the same as you and me. That is what Bryce is saying.
Octodad.
Oh.
All right, let's move on. I was feeling like I was going to go with a pretty strong yes, but after hearing what Ian said, and after coming to terms with the fact that I am a much more avid supporter of the Reverthers than science.
Preach, sister.
would have to say no. Because this cult is very important to me.
Here's the thing, though.
Bryce.
This isn't how science works. You can't just say no. You have to present us an equally tantalizing reason, Reverthers.
Give us My reason is with. Very tantalizing that we're living on the inside of the Earth.
But where did the octopus come from?
Oh,
it's,
ooh, hold
we know
on,
it's
hold
not
on.
A fish.
Ian,
octopuses came from the same place where you came from.
Ian, I have an idea.
Okay.
I think it was sent to me by the
Socrates.
By Socrates.
It's okay. She statics out. She statics out when she says their name.
Yes.
Their name has not been revealed to to the population yet.
Yes.
The patron saint Socrates.
Bryce, you weren't supposed to say it.
That's not even the right name. He's not even a Reverther, Claire.
I'm it's not.
True. He's not.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry. I just had a vision of, I know that we're on the inside of the Earth, but because we're on the inside of the Earth, our knowledge of extraterrestrial life is very limited. So what if...
Yeah, it's true.
The aliens are actually these terrifying, vicious creatures. Like, I'm kind of thinking, like, that scene in World War Z where the zombies climb up the wall and it's really scary.
Right.
And what if the aliens just came shooting at our planet and they were so, like, vicious and terrifying that they just clawed through every layer of the Earth until they got to us, and by the time they broke into our atmosphere, they had gotten, like, they had built up so much speed and energy that they just shot directly into the ocean, and then they shot just right into all the squids, and it killed them on impact, and but with like just enough time to put life into the squids, and that's how it happened.
Wow.
Makes a lot of sense.
Makes a ton of sense. You.
So the meteor part.
I agree with you on large concept, which is there are definitely aliens. That is not what I'm not arguing that there are not aliens that have penetrated the Earth and broken into our society. What I'm arguing is that octopuses do not have a hard enough shell to pierce the Earth. That's just fact. They're kind of mushy. They're kind of like fish pudding.
Well, on Earth, you know? They are, but it's also a completely different environment, and a lot of time has passed.
Maybe the process of clawing through the Earth smashed all their bones, and now they're very soft.
See?
I'm coming around on this.
I would say no, they're not, because they didn't really have much reason to think so, except they're weird.
Not great.
They said they're closely related to snails. It didn't really like say, wow, this is just, I believe it. It's just kind of like, they could be, because they're weird.
It's like the 6-year-old who me and Patton were with earlier, who just kept referring to things as weird. Like, he could make that argument. So it's not that valid.
True. Yeah, this is not the strongest scientific argument I've ever encountered.
But we also haven't read the peer-reviewed article, journal.
That's true. I should get my hands on that. Mm-hmm. Bryce, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Is the tab where you have this article open slowly being consumed by ads that are popping up?
Mine is chalk-free, weirdly enough.
Mine has, like, approximately all of the ads on it.
Ian.
I've seen ads for the royal wedding. I've seen ads for finding out what your last name means. I see a...
Ian.
I can see a very tantalizing burger kind of hidden behind another ad.
Ian, have you never heard of this thing? This very wonderful thing called Adblocker Plus. Or Adblock Plus.
Well, you don't even know the name of it, so how can I trust you?
Literally just Google it.
Yeah, but the thing is...
I don't just type strange words into Google because sketchy strangers on the street tell me to.
All right, if you turn on ad blockers, you wouldn't get to see the wonderful ads. Here's some promoted stories down below. Remember Linda Kalowski? Try not to smile when you see...
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's plenty of those. This website has their own, so...
It's pretty good.
Hey, everybody. The tables have just gone all flippity-flappity on us, and now Ethan's the one that's just being jettisoned from the call. But I believe we are all back now, and we are ready to continue with another email while I read spicy royal wedding memes in the background.
Spicy memes, Claire. Spicy memes.
Spicy hot memes.
Spicy hot flavored meme. Okay, can I start?
Yes.
Here we go. This title of this email is Hello from Taiwan. From...
Hello.
Mackenzie Taylor. Shout out to Mackenzie.
Yeah, shout Mackenzie! Out Mackenzie!
Woo! I had to wipe a tear away from my eye. All right, let me read this email. Hey, brothers! All caps. Ethan very gently called me out on the fact that I have not sent you any emails since the birth of this podcast, and I felt slightly guilty. Thank you, Ethan. Although I do send you guys lots of Facebook messages about my reactions, like the time I almost fell off a treadmill from laughing over a certain poop story. It happens. It happens to the best of us. Anyway, period. Good news, ! Episode 11 is finally working. The first few times I tried to listen, it contained a monologue of Patton's voice, and only Patton's voice. Which was...
Yeah, so I'm not sure I told y'all about that.
which was pretty amusing, but then there would be long pauses of silence, so I gave up.
I can't imagine a less continuous podcast.
The same thing happened to Mary Catherine when she tried to listen to episode 11.
So I'll tell you what I did. At 11:30, I uploaded my voice recording. That's it. And so Kinsey texted me and was like, did y'all do this on purpose? Because, like, to be funny or something?
And I'm like, it didn't work.
No. I didn't do that on purpose, so I went back and fixed it, but I think just because, like, it was, like, the same. I didn't, like, take it down. I just changed the audio on it. I think that's kind of messed some people up.
I love that for a while we just had an episode that was like an E.E. Cummings poem with just like stanzas missing. It's beautiful. All right, are we ready to continue?
Yes, I'm ready.
That's really funny though. Here are some questions. What do you think about the royal wedding yesterday? Did you have any thoughts about the royal wedding? Did you watch the royal wedding? Deep questions, I know.
Did any of us watch it?
It was at 7 in the morning here, so I did not.
Yeah, I was solidly asleep.
No, I did not watch it.
Me either.
Clay, you're a girl. You have to watch things like that.
Oh my gosh. I did not watch it, but I have read and heard a lot about it since then.
What are your thoughts? Good?
Very good. I feel great about it. I'm not as emotionally and mentally invested in this wedding as I was in the last royal wedding. Shout out William and Kate. But
does she have the authority to do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Whoa. There's shout no out authority. The,
shout out
I just, in this
prince
podcast.
And queen, prince and princess of England, probably.
No,
not.
That's not. No. Ethan, I'm not sure if I can keep talking because you just like knocked me down real hard with that.
That was a lot.
Well, moving on.
It was a fair question, though. But since they are British, and thus, they don't really count, yes, definitely. I would say that Claire can shout out whoever she wants, but especially British people.
Yeah,
okay. Especially.
I'll probably only shout out British people, so that's fine.
I do actually want to talk about this a little bit. Here's the thing. First thing I want to say, I did kind of want to watch it, but I did not know it happened until after it had happened, just for the fanfare of it. But let me ask you this, Claire, as the resident female on the podcast.
Okay.
Do you find either of the princes actually attractive?
I think that Patton's like looking at me right now. It's kind of weird.
Don't feel threatened, Patton.
They're both more attractive than Patton.
I'm super
so it's okay.
threatened about everything.
For any listeners who don't know, Patton is my boyfriend.
For any of the listeners who don't know, Claire is not the girlfriend of the pod.
That's true.
That's weird.
I am only
for any listeners who might not know, Prince Harry is definitely cuter than Patton. That's just the truth. He's cuter than all of us. It's fine.
So Ian, I'm not going to say that Prince Harry's cuter than Patton, but I don't find Prince William attractive.
Well, we know what you mean.
Let her talk.
I don't find Prince William attractive. I think Prince Harry is pretty cute. He's got that red hair, but really, I didn't care about him that much until watching clips from the ceremony yesterday. And I mean, he's fine, but Meghan is amazing and beautiful, and the way that they like interacted and everything was just wonderful. And that's one of the things that I loved the most about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely like one of the only guys who wouldn't be punching 1,000% out of his league just because he's like literally a prince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But literally anyone else would be because she's amazing.
Yeah. She's definitely in like the top 1% of just attractive human beings. Like, you'd be hard. You're hard pressed in your day to day life to find somebody else that that would look that good at like a royal wedding.
Yeah, true. Be honest with me, Claire.
Okay.
Just about generally people who like, who think the princes, and you other guys, you guys can join in too on this. People who find the princes attractive, is it because of the money for a lot of people? Or like the idea of being a prince? Or do they actually find them attractive?
I think, all of the above.
Yes, I think it's mostly like the general idea around it. Because when I think of the royal family, I don't necessarily think of their money. I just think of like, oh, they're a royal family. And there's just this huge like,
it's like the fairy tale kind of thing.
Right. It's just this like thing that everyone just decides they love, and so everyone does.
I get that. I would like to say that I literally did not realize until yesterday that she was the girl from Suits.
Yep.
I knew that. But
did not. That just had never crossed my mind. I think I saw a picture of her and was like, she looks kind of familiar, but you know how like incredibly attractive, like famous people. I feel like a lot of them look kind of similar, so I just assumed it was that.
Yeah.
And then somebody was like, "Oh yeah, she was so good in Suits," and I was like, "Wait, what? That's her? That's her?" It's craziness.
Because
I didn't realize she was American, but hey, step up for America, right?
Yeah.
I would like to say something about her that I just saw in her bio. She was previously married to a guy named Trevor Engelson. And can you imagine a worse day to have than to have your ex-wife get married to a literal prince?
Shout out to Trevor Engelson or whatever his name
also,
is.
Also, I'm looking at a picture of this guy and there is no contest here.
There's not. Nope.
That's going to be awkward when he runs into them in a Walmart.
I'm sure that will happen.
Because that happens when you're a prince of England. You just walk into Walmart all the time.
Do they have Walmart in England?
Yes. I assume so.
Probably. No.
I've never thought about that before.
No.
Like, what are England's grocery stores?
They have one called Coop that I went into. They have some other one that I can't remember. I did not see a Walmart in the entire time that I was in Europe.
Dang.
I don't think.
Really?
Yeah. You're not just like walking on the road and there's a Walmart with a bunch of rednecks in it. Like.
They have.
I thought Walmart was like the equivalent of McDonald's.
They have Aldi.
Okay.
They don't not.
They do have Aldi because Aldi is German. I did go in some Aldi's.
They don't.
While I was studying abroad.
Walmart.
They don't have Walmart.
Yeah, they don't have Walmart.
Shall I continue the email?
Yes.
It's probably good.
This is a good one. I like this one. In what post-apocalyptic dystopian future would you be most likely to survive? You know, like Mad Max, Hunger Games, that maze one, 1984, Blade Runner, The 100, etc. There you have it, your first email for the podcast, Fire herself. Much love, Kinsey. P.S. Bryce, I'm sorry you were left out of ice cream festivities. This makes me sad. I will buy you some ice cream when I get back to the land of peaches, Patton, Ian, Ethan. Thank you, Claire.
You just got McKinsey Claire.
Yeah, I did. Thanks, McKinsey. Well, sorry, awkward. Claire.
I do it all the time, so it's okay.
Sorry, shout out to Claire and McKenzie. Can we shout out someone who's on the podcast currently?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Shout out to Claire.
Hey. Shout out to Bryce for not going to get ice cream with us.
Yeah. Shout out. Wait, can we talk about this question, though? This
is good. Yeah.
I do want to talk about the question. I had a very immediate answer, just sort of a gut reaction, and it was anyone that does not involve fighting people to survive.
It does say dystopian, which I guess not necessarily fighting, but mostly fighting.
Anyone where I can carve out a life where I don't have to best other human beings in combat. This is actually a good question. See, I could be like a miner in the Hunger Games. I didn't have to participate.
Ethan, good. Tell us what you think.
Oh man.
I'll give you a name of some movies. You tell me if you can survive in them. You ready?
I like this version. This is
Mad Max.
Yeah, that's easy. Yes.
You can survive in Mad Max.
There's no way.
100%.
No.
100%.
I'm not sure anyone can survive in Mad Max.
No.
I would be Mad Max.
Oh.
Claire's not seen Mad Max, so I'm going to show her a trailer.
Oh, no. I don't want to see it.
On the podcast, you're going to show
on
her
the
a trailer.
Podcast.
She doesn't have to see it. She doesn't have to hear anything.
There's actually one movie on this list that Mackenzie sent that I actually have seen.
The 100, isn't that like a TV show?
That's sad.
Yeah, that's a TV show. Yeah. I've seen a couple episodes of that.
I think we'd probably survive that.
Probably. I only saw the first few episodes, but I could have survived that long.
I mean, yeah, most of it's just sitting in a camp anyways, and only a few of them are actually fighting people. So,
here's the thing. I could survive Mad Max because I already drive a Mad Max vehicle every day.
Do you shout witness me as you get into your car?
Yes. Every day.
I hooked some spikes to the front of my Mitsubishi.
Ew.
2000 Mitsubishi Galant with spikes on the front and a small baby. That's actually a fully grown adult.
All right. For Hunger Games, I feel like I could survive the Hunger Games arena in like the first one, but that second one with the water,
crazy.
I'd be too slow to get anywhere.
Facts.
If I could just hide, I would be fine. And I probably could, at least for a little while.
Oh, Clara says yes.
But y'all also have like totally dissed any kind of survival skills that I have in y'all's conversation about the samurai sword thing with me and Patton.
It's less about surviving, it's more about combat skills. So
I most of feel these, confident, but I feel like y'all are gonna diss me, so I'm not really sure what to do.
Claire,
hey, be confident.
I'm not gonna diss you, Claire.
I'll have a sword fight with you after this podcast and we can see how well you do.
Okay.
All right.
We'll record Claire. It and send it to y'all.
Okay. Claire, I would like you to know that I would diss every other person on this podcast before I diss you.
Wow. That means
not necessarily because it'd be hard for me to diss you, but because it's very easy for me to diss everyone else.
Here's my thought.
I totally believe that.
Claire could definitely be PETA in the Hunger Games and survive.
I would
she
just
is
be like,
very
I love
physically
you.
Strong.
Wait,
she's
I'm physically
very
strong?
Very physically strong.
No.
When I think of Claire, I think of her just beefy arms.
I mean, that's what most people think about. Claire, beefy arms.
Yeah, but how many people
go hand in hand?
He took out, like, maybe one person in the first one?
She could get Rue. No, she couldn't.
No.
She couldn't kill. See, the thing is, she couldn't get anybody. There's, like, no one. There's no one that she could, like, kill. Because, like, all the people she could kill, she wouldn't.
She could subdue them because she's very strong from tossing the bread for so many years.
Rue would mess Claire the freak up. It would be ground to pound all day, baby.
I would just like look them in the face and burst into tears. I wouldn't be able to do anything.
There would be Rue.
I would dig a hole and get into it and bury myself before I could kill anybody.
Guys, wow. Guys, I have found a dystopian future that I could survive in.
Oh, dear.
I believe I would survive just fine in the dystopian future that is the Disney movie WALL-E.
Can you imagine Ian
most people would.
I think I could do just okay with shrunken bones and milk. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I'm really struggling not to say anything mean right now. It's super hard.
Do it, Bryce. Do it.
I'm not going to do it.
What are you going to do? Much. What are you going to say?
I'm not going to say it.
That I wouldn't survive? That I wouldn't survive in WALL-E?
No, you could definitely... You 100% could survive in WALL-E. Just drink milkshakes. It tastes like hamburgers all day. Dude, you'd have it unlocked.
Well, then what mean thing were you going to say?
Ethan! Could you survive in Blade Runner?
I need to know what you were going to say. We can't just skim over this. You said that you had something mean to say, and I want to hear
it. Come on, Bryce. Come on.
Okay. Ian, I love you. As a brother.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I think you're already living the life of the people in WALL-E.
I knew it. I knew what you were going to say.
Okay, wait. How is that true? Give me 5 reasons why that would be true. What about my life resembles the life of the people in WALL-E?
You sit in a chair all day.
That is not true.
A lot of food.
That's not true.
Neither
of those things are true.
Have small bones.
That is also not true.
You have also been bested in combat by a small robot.
What is...
Are y'all still here?
Did I break it? I think I broke the podcast.
Bryce, you broke the podcast.
Everyone just stop talking.
Oh.
Ethan.
Something is really weird. Okay, sorry. I had a terrifying moment just then when I thought that I was not recording, but it seems that I am recording, which is good. My computer just did something really weird. Okay, we're good. Sorry.
Ethan, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Tell me if you could survive in Blade Runner.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Too many robots?
Too many shadows in different colors that blend together. Mm.
Yeah, neon lights, not a strong suit of Ethan.
No. No.
Claire's trying to whisper things in my ears.
Say them out loud, Claire. This is a safe space.
Okay. So Patton is holding some fingernail clippers, and he's clipping a piece of string off of his shorts, but I thought that he was about to start clipping his leg hairs.
No.
I was very disturbed.
I have had this clipper in my hand for every single podcast.
Aww.
Because I have to do something with my hands. Or else, I'll trail off in my sentences a whole lot more. Because I'll get distracted.
Same. I am inexplicably holding a basketball.
What? I'm playing with a small paperclip and hoping that Ethan comes back on this call at some point.
Wait, Ethan's gone?
He's back, boys.
What's up?
I'm so confused.
All right, so we did this. We did this email. So we're gonna
I'm
move
still
on.
Mad. I'm still mad. Bryce dissed me over nothing.
You made it.
Hey, I have something that might make up for it. So Bryce, a couple podcasts ago, you told us that you had an embarrassing story, and we did not make you tell it, so you did not.
Whoa.
So now you have to tell us this embarrassing story.
Okay. Okay. All right. Claire, I'm not going to lie. This might be harder with you here, but it's all right. We'll get through it. Don't worry. It's nothing too bad.
I mean, she'd listen to it either way,
right.
So.
Yeah, it's just the fact that, like, she can reply to me. And
I have to know what this story is.
I know.
All right. So, a couple of weeks ago, I was in finals week at college, and something that I'm sure most of us know here, I have test-taking anxiety, shall we say. So, this anxiety, with it comes a certain level of, shall we say, stomach disturbance. So, you know, just general discomfort when I have to take exams. So I get to the end of my week of exams, week of finals, and my last final for that week is calculus. And I did not have a great week in general, and exams did not help it at all. So I get there, and like sometimes, you know when your stomach's messed up, like you know it is, and you're like, this is not going to be a good scene. Well, I was feeling great. I was feeling 10 out of 10 Bryce. And I sat down, I started taking this exam. And I decided to cross my legs, because why not? And, you know, when you're a guy, normally you cross your legs and you're like, your ankle is on your knee. So that's where I started. But it kind of slid down a little bit, so I was like, I was closer to how normally females cross their legs, but I wasn't like all the way, because that'd be very uncomfortable. What I'm trying to say is I didn't have a lot of control over my lower extremities. That's what I'm trying to say. So, I get about an hour and 30 minutes through this exam. Some people have got up and left. And to my surprise, I do hear a very audible passing of wind. And the thing is, it was definitely coming from my butt. And it was very loud in a very quiet room. I had... Oh my gosh. This is the worst moment of my life. I had zero time to like clinch up or anything. And like I said, my legs were crossed, so nothing was happening. Just zero warning. And let me say, to my classmates' credit, none of them reacted to it, and neither did I. Now, in this situation, there's a couple of options. You could admit it, you could look around like, who did that? Or you could just continue to stare at your paper and act like nothing happened. And I went for the third option. So I continued to take this calculus test. And I waited till no one else was getting up to turn in the exams, turned in my exam, and fled, hopefully to never see any of them again for the rest of my life.
Oh my god.
That is amazing, Bryce.
I can't breathe.
Please have sympathy for me in this moment of weakness.
Oh my god.
I'm transported back to this moment and I'm sweating so much harder now.
I'm so sorry, guys.
It was pretty rough, so I'm not gonna lie. So yeah, there you go. I hope it entertained you.
It did a lot. Thank you, Bryce. That was an amazing story.
It was.
I think I killed Ian for good.
Okay.
About 2 minutes ago, I feel like I knew where it was going, so it already got me sort of in the beginning. And about right when you hit the crescendo of the story, I hit a point where I thought I might pass out. Lack of oxygen.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So we don't
can't win them all.
So we should, let's just not dwell on this too much for Bryce's sake. So our next segment, we have a little thing that we like to call.
Wait, isn't Claire gonna talk?
Crazy Sports.
Are you just crossing over Claire?
He is the only one fighting for me on this podcast.
Claire so can go after Crazy Sports. Because Ethan is still here, maybe?
We said we were going to do a short episode. Okay, whatever. I'm fighting for you, Claire.
I've got a choice for y'all this time. Would you like a summer sport or a winter sport?
Summer sport.
Summer.
Summer sport. Okay.
I'm at the beach. Mentally.
How about Hasjasapan?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I love that sport. It's my favorite thing to do in the summer.
I really like to put some of that on my sandwich, right in between cheese and the cold cuts. You know.
Could you spell that for me real quick?
H-A-S-J-O-S.
Has
Pan.
Has Jossapan.
Wait, can you spell that again?
Has Jossapan.
Yes, basically.
Alright.
No, I'm asking you. Has Jossapan.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah. I got images of a pan.
I looked it up. I guess I didn't spell it wrong. Didn't spell it right because it says no results found for that.
Anyway, tell us what it is.
Well, this is probably some sort of homemade sport because this is on a giant tarp with lots of soap on top of it, okay? And you're playing hockey barefoot.
Oh, I found it. Oh, I found it.
What?
It is quite ridiculous to watch people.
It's the only version of hockey that I want to play right now.
God, I just started playing a video and it played the loudest frat boy bro music I've ever heard.
Everything hurts so bad.
So basically, as you can imagine, it is much more physical, or sometimes much more physical than regular hockey, because there's more falling down of everybody. Nobody can stay on their feet if they're trying to move. They're just running around and sliding and falling over and running into people and trying to get a ball in this tiny 2-foot net.
Those sticks better be made out of foam, or somebody is getting knocked out when I fall over.
This is a very good game. I'm now watching the video minus the bro music, the deafening bro music, and it looks like a very good game.
It does, doesn't it?
Just a lot of falling. You wouldn't walk the next day, to be clear.
No, that's why they're drinking beer, not to feel anything.
Oh my god.
Oh, I had no idea there were so many variations of hockey until this segment. Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. This should just be called Crazy Hockey.
Crazy Hockey!
Well, that's a good note.
Who wants to go play this in our backyard sometime this summer?
Let's do it.
Dude, I'm down.
Let's do it.
I feel like Claire would be a legend at this sport.
We can update the podcast
if we try it.
We have to film this and.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Film it and put it on your podcast?
Or YouTube that we never upload on.
We're going to film it. We're going to film it. And then we're going to watch the video of us playing it on the podcast.
And react to it.
Yeah. All right. Is that. You finished with your crazy sport, Ethan?
Yeah.
All right, Claire, you can go ahead and tell us your topic.
Claire's eSports.
Claire.
Well, I'm having a crisis because... No. Oh, I have a good story to tell.
Okay.
Don't look at me like I have something to say.
Well, I'm trying to make some decisions. So my story.
Probably should have started this at the beginning
short.
Of the podcast.
Claire cannot make decisions
or tell stories
basically without telling me her whatever it might be.
I am an independent woman.
Okay.
Okay. So something happy happened earlier. So me and Patton were at Zaxby's before we came here to record the podcast, and
oh my gosh, you guys are engaged.
Zaxby's.
Claire's dream engagement thing proposal. I hid the ring in her kids' meal.
Yep, we're actually gonna do the wedding on the podcast right now, so.
Okay.
I'll Ian, can you do the Ian, can you do the music? Ian, can you do the music?
No, I'm being the efficient. You have to do the music.
Bryce, do the music.
I'll do the music.
Right now.
Ta na na na. Ta na na.
Ta na na. Oh my god.
Sorry, let me try again. I've got another one. I've got a better one.
Okay.
Is that good? Is that better?
Guys, you just need to lay down your sick rhymes. That way we can actually enjoy this.
I know. Batman rap. Batman rap.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Claire, please continue.
Bryce, can we have that rap read? Get someone to read, like, instead of scripture reading, have that read at both of our weddings.
I would love to stand up at your wedding and read that, like, it's a freaking Bible verse.
I will do the same for your wedding, Bryce.
Sounds great.
First Batmania stanza one.
All right, Claire, go ahead and do your actual
story.
That
totally went off the rails. This is a really short story. Okay, so
welcome to the podcast.
I ordered a kid's meal because I had already eaten some spaghetti at like 6 o'clock, but I was still pretty hungry. So all I wanted was a kid's meal. Mm-hmm. And I ordered it, and I waited for a long time, and Patton ordered after me, but he got his food, like, not way before me, but a good bit before me, and we were just sitting there, and
freaking
I was
Zaxby's.
Kind of starting to think they forgot my order, because they tend to do that, semi-shout-out Zaxby's, and...
They're the worst.
Then...
Wait, which Zaxby's was it? Was it the one near the movie theater?
Yes.
That one always forgets your order.
Yes, literally all the time.
That is the worst restaurant in the universe. They cannot
No.
McDonald's.
I literally was in the McDonald's drive-thru. So we were in two separate cars. I was in the McDonald's drive-thru. I did not move. I left to go to Zaxby's because I couldn't order my food. So I left and went to Zaxby's and got my food. I'm pretty sure I had ordered... And was like around halfway through waiting for my food when the car that was at the window left.
At McDonald's.
Dang. I waited in the Zaxby's drive-thru so long that it was a sit-down restaurant.
It's not that bad if you think about it that way. It's still pretty bad.
All right, Claire, go ahead with your story.
Literally, all I'm trying to say is just that they got my order wrong, and I walked up, and the girl kind of looked at me and was like, hey, and I was like, oh, no, what's she going to say? And she said, they accidentally made it, they made your kid's meal into a Big Zack snack meal. I hope that's okay. And it was one of the best moments of my day, because I got a crap ton extra food for still too much money, but the price of a kid's meal.
Still too much money.
Hey, I'm sorry, is it okay if we give you more chicken? Is that
I'm really sorry we messed up.
And I did that thing where it's like, oh, it's okay. Do you want me to pay for the difference? And like, I know that she's gonna say no, but I feel like I have to say it anyway, and then I act really excited when she said no.
You're way too nice.
Don't ever say that to Zaxby's. They charge to get sauce.
I would have been out the door with the plastic tray and all just to make sure they couldn't recall that.
Oh, it
still
cost
you $12 for that kid's meal.
Dude, Zaxby's is not that expensive. The kick and chicken sandwich meal is $7.
If not, it's $6.
What? Okay, yeah. And my kid's meal was almost $5.
The kick it, that's I what I got.
That
and it was $6 for fries,
everyone
a good
should
sandwich.
Get the kick and chicken sandwich
that
meal.
Sandwich is so good.
It's so good.
I love it.
That's all I want.
Wow. So, I guess the only other things I had to talk about. Y'all usually talk about, like, music and movies and stuff. Yes. I was going to talk about a book that I just finished a few days, like, yesterday or the day before. Mm. But it's just, you know, I'm not as funny as y'all usually. And I don't want to bring down the vibe of the podcast because, like I said, there's a lot of pressure on my shoulders to do this well.
Sincerity goes a long way.
True. I say go for it.
You know?
Go for it.
Okay. It's a book that I've been reading since Easter because that's what happens when you're in college.
Yeah.
I bought it for $2 at a used bookstore in Waxhaw, North Carolina. Shout out to my roommate
Hipster.
For taking me home for Easter. Not to my home, to her home.
Hipster.
What?
Hip.
something.
Hipster.
She's a hipster.
Hipster.
Uh-huh. Hipster alert.
Hipster, hipster. Sorry. You know who? Oh, I have something to say. You know who else is a hipster?
Who?
My Claire. Mom.
I knew you were going to say
what?
That.
Ooh,
my mom is officially now a hipster.
What'd she do?
She got a job for a company.
Tell me she grew a beard and got an undercut.
Oh, she got circular glasses. Right, yeah.
She got a job for a company called Wellspring. And for her training, they're going to this like fancy like coffee brewery thing.
Ooh.
For her training. And
she is officially a hipster.
I don't remember what it's called, wow. But it's something hipster. It's you'd be like, wow, that's real hipster.
Wow.
It's a coffee brewery. Hipster. They're
you'd
all hipster.
You'd be like, wow, that's real hipster.
You would be. That's exactly what your response would be when you heard.
That's
their tagline for their place.
My Yelp review of your mom. Wow, that's so hipster.
That's what I think when I
you might notice. You might notice that Miss Heather wears a flannel and has a giant beard. Wow, that's so hipster. Coming to TLC.
Well, I'm forgetting the light. Wow, like, that's so hipster. It's important.
Wow, that's wow. So hipster.
Wow.
All right, Claire, what is this book? You...
Okay, so... This book is really, really good and interesting, and it was not... I didn't know that I was buying something so good when I bought it for $2. But I picked it up because I'm going to Kenya this summer, and this was written by a woman who's from Kenya, and she was the first African woman to ever win the Nobel Peace Prize, and it was the first Nobel Peace Prize that was ever given out for, like, environmental work. I don't know if that was said correctly, but y'all know what I mean. And it was, it's like a memoir about her life, and she's just this amazing person, and she, like, was put in jail for, like, a lot of times for just standing up for basic human rights, and, like, as the book goes on, it just gets more and more intense, and she talks about, like, being beat by, like, the government and the police for, like, standing up for very normal things, and, like, it's all about, like, politics and, like, history and the environment in Kenya and, like, her life, and she was, like, grew up like in a village like as part of this like local tribe or whatever, and now is like a super well, she isn't alive anymore, but when she was alive was like a super prominent like worldwide political figure, and it was just really good. And it was super informative, and I've never read a book quite like that before. It was actually sort of boring because it's just a lot of information, but the information itself was interesting enough that it held my attention.
What is this book called?
Yeah, you never told us the title.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's probably because I can't figure out how to pronounce it. Okay.
Say it how you think it's spelled. Or how you think it's
spelled. How you think it's spelled. Just say it.
I stand by
it. I believe that it is pronounced unbowed because... it's like her big thing that she did is this thing called the Greenbelt Movement or the Greenbelt Project. And she like created this huge like network of tree planting all throughout Kenya to try to like reestablish the like natural habitat and ecosystem and stuff that had been like taken away by colonialism in Kenya and stuff. And so I think it's unbowed because that's like, you know, like, wood will
bow. Tree term.
Yes, a tree term. But it also could be pronounced unbowed, and I think it's unbowed, but I'm just not sure. And the lady's name is Wangari Muta Mathai, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. So, 10 out of 10 would recommend, and I just wanted to bring some literature to this podcast.
We are illiterate.
Good. Never
so that is why we never talk about books.
But Ian is the only one who reads.
Who?
And rarely. I'm just kidding. Patton read the Harry Potter books.
Yeah, he did.
I did. I did.
Proud of you, bud. You're on a 12-year-old reading level.
I'm not sure I'm on that yet, but, you know, I'm getting there.
YouTube. YouTube says it's pronounced unbowed. I don't know if
That makes me angry, but it's okay.
I also felt like it was definitely going to be unbowed, and I'm not saying that YouTube is always right. I was just curious, and I wanted to tell you guys.
I appreciate your effort.
That book sounds very good, Claire. I'm glad that you brought it to the podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm also.
We should probably bring more books.
May I say?
We're all dumb.
That yes. I tried to. Well, I did read one or two pages out of this book to Patton, but he's very against me, like, reading anything out loud to him, even if, like, twice in the last week he's gotten to my house and I've been outside reading, and so I'll, like, want to finish what I'm reading, but I don't want to, like, leave him out, so I'll try to read it out loud to him, but he, like, severely protests that, and it's kind of confusing.
Just because he can't do it himself.
Yeah, probably. but he did let me read a page or two out loud from this book, and I don't know if he enjoyed it. He's looking at me like he doesn't remember that happening.
That literally never happened.
It did!
This is why I don't want you to listen, because this will happen. You'll be like, wait, you remember what we talked about? I read you that book, and I'll be like, no, and be like, what the heck? We were supposed to talk about that, and like... I do it because I can't pay attention and don't remember it.
Welcome to Couples Counseling Podcast. I'm your host, Jiminy Mick. Solid relationship.
A new segment, Couples Counseling.
I'll tell you all about me and Claire's big issues. Like, I can't pay attention when she reads me books.
If that's your biggest issue, I think you guys are pretty solid.
Honestly, it might be.
I have a bigger issue with Patton than that. We hang out. We're completely in love. Right, Patton?
That's your biggest issue?
No. That's not what I said.
I mean, that's fact.
Then
but
what's your biggest issue with Patton?
My biggest issue with Patton is that he doesn't ever show up to anything on time that we do. And he doesn't invite me to things, but that's kind of a collective issue that I'm having with just society at this point.
Bryce, you literally, these last like 3 weeks, you've literally done like one thing because you literally have no time.
That is partially true, but what does that have to do with you always showing up late to things?
Oh, that's completely true, and I don't deny that. But that was the biggest reason, like, I didn't invite you, because you didn't text me, and I was like, well, he's probably busy, so.
It's fair. It's fair.
I'm glad we've had this really sincere moment to end our podcast.
Yeah.
Of you guys just overcoming your differences.
Would anyone else like to say anything bad about Patton?
Oh, yeah. Ethan? I hate that guy.
Ethan, go for it.
He's pretty good.
He's a decent roommate. Ian, how about you?
His body reminds me of celery. And
I think we should have a segment where we just talk about how, like, things we dislike about each other.
I would love that every week.
New segment. All right, we'll do it next week.
The roast segment.
Literally, if it was a segment about me, it would be the entire podcast probably.
Yeah, because we all hate you, Bryce.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm objectively the most rickety.
Bryce, do you remember a few weeks ago when every single person on this podcast voted that they would be you? Out of the
That's
rest
true.
Of them.
And you know, every person who listens to this podcast would be you if
yeah,
they could.
Out of all of us.
That's like physical features. I'm just talking about my generally slightly rickety personality.
No, that's all
no,
of
Bryce.
It combined, Bryce.
No, I think it's all of it combined. You're putting yourself down too much. Put yourself
Thanks.
Down,
bro.
Also, your body isn't like celery, and that's good.
That's right. I don't look anything like a weird white Gumby.
You're like broccoli, Brian.
Only Ian got that. I guess All right. Didn't film Gumby.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. It's been great. Shout out to Mackenzie for sending us an email. Shout out to
Mackenzie.
Pod Dad for sending us an email. Shout out to Claire for being our very first guest on our podcast.
Woo, take that, Nathan.
Our very first guest on our very first podcast.
I almost said that.
First try. Beams.
I almost...
You did beat the beams, that's true.
Yeah. Thank you, Claire.
Samuel could have been, but
incredibly proud
sorry.
Of myself, and I've been holding that in.
Sorry, Samuel. You just...
Claire, you will receive your bill in the mail shortly.
Okay, Samuel, before you get mad, this was 100% your fault. I will air your laundry if you get mad at me, so don't even try. I tried to get you on this podcast, Samuel. I freaking tried.
All right. Peace out.
Okay, I love you, Samuel.
A weird white gum.
Goodbye forever.
Hey,
six,
seven,
eight.
Thank God.